Hey there, podcast world. I'm the Mister.
And I'm the Mrs.
Welcome to The Naked Truth,
the podcast where we lay it all bare, literally and figuratively.
That's right. We're here to talk about real stuff, the nitty-gritty of life.
And we mean everything, from parenting to relationships, mental and physical growth, recipes, financial stories, and much more.
But here's the twist. We're recording this podcast while laying in the bed, completely nude.
Yep, you heard that right. No scripts, no filters, just us and the naked truth.
But before we dive in, a quick disclaimer. Things might get a bit crude and not safe for work. But hey, it's all in good fun.
So let's grab a seat, or strip down if you dare, and let's get naked.
I don't know. But we'll see. And I will start off in the morning and kind of check in throughout the day as I'm doing different things. And basically making a documented decline of my mental health as I'm alone. Yeah, that should be fun. Excuse me. But yeah, so this is kind of like going to be the husband's survival guide for when your wife is gone. Sort of. Maybe. Who knows? Or for the lady listeners, if you want to know what it's like to be inside of your husband's or boyfriend's head when you're not around, here you go. This will be it. This should be entertaining. So, yeah, like I said, this is the end of day one. They left this afternoon. I have been by myself for approximately 4 hours, not counting work. So, neat. We'll see how the full day goes tomorrow. All right, I will be back shortly.
All right, so it is day two, first official full day. Good morning, good morning. I am up, and we're going to make some coffee and see where this day takes us. I sat up way too late last night watching Deadwood. I don't really know if I enjoy the show or not, but I keep going back and watching it. So I guess I do, but I can't really tell you exactly what's going on with it. But yeah, there's that. So we are going to make us up a, I don't know. I don't really feel like having just a regular cup of coffee. So I think we're going to use the espresso machine. And then try to get enough energy and motivation to actually do something today that I should be doing. Sorry, there's an awkward little pause there because I was trying not to spill my coffee pot. And I think we're going to use this here Black Rifle's Electric Eagle Espresso, because Black Rifle is the best coffee there is. And if you haven't tried it, what are you waiting on? It's good stuff. Good stuff. Man, I just fucked the bag all up. Son of a bitch. Oh, well. It wasn't open, and I tore it. So now, we turn on the espresso machine. And apparently I forgot to dump the grounds out last time, so that's cool. There's a nice old puck of coffee. And I'm sorry if that was loud. I will take that out and edit. Dope. That's clean. Sweet. Coffee. And then after this, I'm going to go outside and start cleaning up the yard. Woohoo. I've got tons of shit to drag out. And I think I'm going to complete redneck it. And if my mower will start, because I have got to service it as well, I am just going to tie a rope to a bunch of the shit that is piled up in the yard to clean and drive it to the side of the road like a hillbilly. Because work smart, not hard. Right? Ooh. And then I'm going to come back in after I work out there for a little bit and get some chicken ready. And I am going to meal prep for the entire week so I don't have to do anything later in the week. That's fun. And meal prep will be easy because medically right now, I'm pretty much allowed to eat eggs, chicken, and rice. Hooray. Because not only am I dealing with the headache of stuff at work, I basically get medically diagnosed telling me, hey, your iron is all screwy. You have all sorts of other shit going on. I'm not going to die. It's not that big of a deal, so let's don't worry about that. But it explains a lot of, I'm sorry for all the background noise, but this is, you know, day in the life type thing. Anyway, yeah, so it explains a lot of, I guess, my temperament and mood swing stuff that's been going on. I think we mentioned it in the Parksland episode, but we didn't know what was going on at the time. And the missus told me I have been... She called me out in the episode. said that I have been a lot to deal with lately. And come to find out, these weird little hormone and mineral and vitamin deficiencies, after I finally got a doctor that gave a shit, is the problem. So we are working on straightening all that out. And that'll be a whole ongoing series of episodes. So there's that. But I think we're going to do us a... You probably heard that come through. Anyway, we're going to do a little caramel espresso this morning for coffee number one. And then we will switch over a little bit later to probably just straight up coffee. Hooray. Because I don't have anyone here to tell me that I'm drinking too much coffee. I am left to my own reckless abandon. That'll be fine. The espresso machine is really loud, so I'm going to walk away from it. Dang, that's loud. Yep. So let's see. I don't even know what the weather is like outside today. So we're about to open the door and see. Never mind. My neighbor is outside smoking pot on his back porch. I'm not going to step out on the back porch right now. He'll want to talk. So anyway, back to the other room. Man, it'd be a lot more fun just to drag all this stuff into a pile and just set it on fire. All right, espresso. Shot has been pulled. Hooray. All right, well, I am probably going to cut this morning section here And then I will check back in as I am working in the yard, and that should be entertaining. You'll probably hear me being angry. All right, we will be back shortly.
All right, so now we're at day two, phase two. Got all the trash cleaned up out of the lawn. I am in the car now, and I was messing up the house, and we had a tree fall like last year, and I've been really lazy and hadn't cleaned it up, and I said, screw it, I am going to the hardware store because I want to buy a fucking chainsaw and an axe, because yeah. So I'm heading, wow, please ignore that sound. That's the bad thing about trying to record on your phone. Anyway, yeah, so I'm getting a chainsaw and an axe, and I'm gonna buy some lumber, and I'm gonna build shit, and then I'm gonna cut up shit, and then I'm gonna I don't know what I'm gonna do. Yeah, may have a gigantic bonfire going in the backyard and see if I can't get the neighbors to call the cops, because I live in the city and they frown upon stuff like that. But I'm pretty sure if I explain to them that I am a man and I have been left alone and I don't know better, that it'll be okay. That's my logic. Could be failed, could be flawed, could be perfectly thought out. Only time will tell. Yeah, so I'm about to head into, you know, my least favorite place in the world. Most guys really enjoy hardware stores. I don't, because I hate going in there, being a dumbass, and still knowing more than most of the people who happen to work there. So we'll see how this goes. And you would think, living in the area that we do, there'd be a lot of these DIY guys, especially that work at these places. But no, that's not true. There's like one or two guys, girls, mainly guys. I'm just being honest. I'm not trying to exclude and sound all toxic, man, but there's just not that many female employees at the hardware store. So, yeah. Let's see what happens here. I will check back after I acquire new toys and load the truck up. And, yeah. I really need people to tell me that I'm making poor decisions, apparently, because I don't know. What the fuck? There's a little roadster for sale at this car lot. Yeah, that's dumb. Anyway, okie dokie. I'm going to end this recording, because I'm pulling up at the local neighborhood Lowe's, and I'm going to go spend a couple $100. And I'll ask for forgiveness later instead of permission ahead. Because that's what you should do, right? Okay. I shall be back.
All right. So now we are at part three of the day. I did not check back in while I was working in the yard because that was chaotic. And my shitty neighbors from the other side, not the ones that were smoking pot this morning, but the other side, I'm surrounded by fantastic neighbors. Anyway, they were trying to talk to me and whatever, but the tree is technically their tree that fell in our yard, but they're lazy. That's the only way to put it. They don't mow their lawn. It's overgrown. We live in the city. We call it the city. It does no good. Anyway, came over and was like, oh, I was going to cut down the tree. And I was like, no, you weren't, you asshole. You're a liar. And yeah, so now we are in phase three of day one. had to drink some water. I am currently getting ready to do a little meal prep, a little grilling, if you will. I am cooking some chicken breast. Hooray. Boring, I know. But the mister has to try to stay healthy. And what's healthier than chicken breast? Fish, maybe. Yeah. Whatever. I'm a big boy. I have to get a lot of protein in. Yeah. I try to eat about 200 to 220 grams of protein a day. And that translates to a whole lot of damn chicken, fish, beef. But I can't eat beef right now, which is lame. But here's a bird on my porch. I'm about to get the grill going, and I'm going to cook up this chicken. This chicken I got cooking or marinating. I went simple. Let's put a little Italian seasoning on there. A little bit of zesty Italian dressing. And about a half bottle of Texas Pete. And bought this rub the other day, and it was a buttered steakhouse. Oh, that's good stuff. So I'll put a little bit of that on there too. And now I'm going to go out here and try to get this grill to do what this grill is supposed to do. And I did not clean it out last time. Son of a bitch. Anyway, it'll be all right. It'll still do what it needs to do. Yeah, so I also ended up building a rack for our kayaks because we have just left them basically laying on the side of the house. We got a little concrete driveway type thing beside the house, and I just set them there, and I have to move them every time I need to mow or anything like that. So I got tired of doing it, and I built a rack with wheels. So now they're all four stacked upon the rack, and I can just roll it out of the way when I need to, which is exciting. And yes, I'm a charcoal purist. I am not a big fan of using a gas grill. So, we are lighting charcoal now. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Although, I will admit the convenience of gas sometimes is nice, where you just light it and it's ready. Where charcoal, I gotta sit here and wait for like 30 minutes, so this is gonna turn into like an hour-long process. And damn it, I just found something else I have to fix. All right. We'll deal with that tomorrow. That'll be a project for tomorrow. Yes, project for tomorrow. The gate, we got a little closed off patio area, and the gate's all screwed up, so I gotta fix that. It's our naked space for outside that I'm probably gonna take advantage of here in a little bit before the sun goes completely down. I need to take a shower because I got sawdust shit all over me because chainsaw and building things. Man glitter. Sawdust is man glitter. That's what I've heard. Right? Maybe. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. This is just it's going to be a weird little episode. Just nonsense. But. Yeah, stupid neighbors. Ah. They got this dog that barks constantly. It never shuts up, and it's so annoying. But I guess that's what dogs do. Dogs bark. But I think tonight, instead of sitting up all night watching TV like a jackass, I may make a little bit more useful time. Or make use of my time. What did I say? Oh my God. Like I had a heat stroke. anyway, make use of my time. And sorry, there was another phone notification. And read. I should read something. Reading's good. It's good for your brain, right? Right? Maybe? No? Yes? And I need to do laundry. For us to spend so much time naked, we have so much laundry. But with everybody being gone, if I can get caught up on the laundry, I won't have much to do, so that's awesome. You guys are really getting into my head now. Get to see how my brain goes all over the place. Oh shit, there's a pile of boxes. I gotta get those too. That was Gatorade. I wish we were sponsored by them. Oh, that one's gross. Glacier Cherry Gatorade, not that good. I was excited to get it, but nope, never mind. Kind of wish I wouldn't have bought 8 of them. Yeah, so that's where we're at so far. So I don't know what we'll be doing next. I do have to go to work tomorrow, but I'll be working by myself all day. So who knows? I may take you all with me to work. That could be fun, right? No, maybe. But then I'm going to come home and I'm probably going to cut some more of the tree tomorrow. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go spend like 2 hours at the gym. I may go to the gym every day this week just to see what I can do. See what a 5-day gym load looks like. 4-day, because I have to go back to the doctor. That's another thing for another episode when we figure that one out. And I will let you know on that. Yeah, I don't know. I guess this kind of gives me an opportunity to kind of really go out there and say to you guys, like, whatever you guys would like to hear us cover in an episode, let us know. Like, interact with us on the social medias. Like I said, I hate social media. But if I can get interactions going, I have fun with it, like talking with people. I really enjoy getting to hear other people's opinions, points of views, their what they've been through, that type of stuff. Listen, I know we do the naked thing, but it doesn't have to be naked. You don't have to tell us about when you've gone and done whatever. I'm not naked right now because I've been working in the yard and I'm cooking and stuff. But you know, like, it, just let us know some things you'd like to hear covered, or if you got any stories. Like, I really want to do like a listener question comment episode where you guys send us in messages and we kind of respond and talk about those and answer your questions and all that kind of jazz. I mean, I think that'd be a lot of fun. I am pretty introverted, honestly. But I do love getting to talk to people and learning about things and learning about other people and, you know, really learning how to appreciate other people's struggles and stories and whatnot. So, yeah, like, please interact with us. And, like I said, you know, check out our social medias and stuff like that. And we do the TikTok and the Instagram and the X and the that kind of stuff. And then I'm rambling because I really don't have anything that's happened. It's nothing's been super noteworthy so far. But yeah, like, you know, pop on that and then, like, you know, take the time and see. I always was like, when I would listen to podcasts, they'd be like, take the time to rate and review, rate it 5 stars, leave a comment. Yeah, like, I see now from being on this side of it, going through and reading the analytics on the page info, that stuff really does help it pop up a little bit more. Our last episode with Parksland was our biggest episode. And it was kind of getting a little bit of ticks, a couple little ticks there, little hits. And then we had like 3 people give it a review. And all of a sudden, it jumped up just tremendously, like tenfold on listens, just out of nowhere. And it was just after people did little reviews and stuff. So yeah, if you can find the time to take like 2 seconds, pop on and rate it, comment it. And like, even if we're not really for you, like just click the 5-star to kind of help us build this up, because we're going to be for somebody. I don't know who. I don't even know if we're for us. But yeah, if you can do the 5-star, you don't have to really listen to it. I mean, you can be like, oh, this is a 2-star podcast. It's not horrible. But, you know, click the 5 just because it'll get it out there and it'll help it grow. And we really want to try to reach out and get a hold of as many people as we can and talk and chit-chat and make friends and tell stories and go on adventures. And we've got a lot of stuff that talked to a couple of different companies and they've reached out to us, and we're going to try to get some stuff together to do a giveaway, or we got a couple little promo deals that you can get some discounts, and all that's in the description of every episode. And hey, there's my guinea pig. Hey, guinea pig. Sorry, I was checking on the animals because it's like a zoo. But yeah, we're going to try to do that. We've got a couple promo codes already up on our stuff, and we got a couple links. And then, like I said, I'm talking with a couple people. We're going to do some fun reviews and game night stuff coming up soon. And this summer, we'll have a little bit more time, like once the kids aren't quite as involved with as many functions and activities. So we'll be able to come up with a little bit more stuff, have more time to kind of sink into being a little more creative with some things. So, yeah, anyway, this is almost a 15-minute segment, and I need to go check the charcoal. So I will check with you beautiful people later. Yeah, leave a comment on the episodes and just say, let's get naked, or I like to get naked, or tell us where you like to be naked, or what do you like to do naked? That's fun. That's funny. Come on. Like, yeah, I like to make pancakes naked. Why did I say pancakes? I don't even like pancakes that much. Anyway, okay, moving on. We'll check back in either later tonight or in the morning. All right, love ya.
All right, I guess it's time for the day 3 check-in. I did not do anything earlier today because it was a uneventful day. I did not sleep worth a shit last night. You guys can make fun of me if you want, but I'm not going to lie, I sleep horribly when the missus is not here. I don't know. After many years of us sleeping in the same bed together, it's weird without her being here. So, yeah, I did not sleep worth crap. I woke up this morning about 4:30. I didn't have to go to work super early this morning. I usually leave the house at about 4:30 to get to work, but I kind of get to, today was one of those days I kind of just did, you know, whatever I wanted to. So I got up, went for a walk, about 30 minutes, came back home, fixed me a bunch of eggs, ate like 6 eggs, then got ready for work. Went and put in a few hours there. Left out of there about 1 o'clock this afternoon, 2 o'clock. Came home, got ready. Went to the gym, I was probably there about 2.5 hours. I just didn't do a whole lot. I just kind of took my time and did a little bit lower weight and more sets, more reps. Kind of mixed it up a little bit, and I had time, so. Didn't have anywhere I had to be, anything I had to do. So did that. Came home. Got a hold of some of the chicken that I meal prepped yesterday. Took a shower. Now I'm sitting here folding a gigantic pile of laundry. That sounds like fun, right? Yeah. But I think what I'm going to do is call it a night kind of early tonight. Attempt to, because I'm actually really tired. But yeah. Maybe I'll get this pile of clothes off of the bed. Maybe what I do. I may take one of them little gummies. I'm not really supposed to right now. But fuck it. Who cares? like that, watch some TV, hopefully fall asleep, get up at about 4 in the morning, go to work, and come back home and do it all over again tomorrow, except for there won't be laundry. So getting all that done now. I think that'll be what I do. I don't know. There may be stuff in the kids' rooms. I haven't looked. I'm sure there's stuff in the kids' rooms. Sorry. I hit my mic. Yeah. So today was an uneventful day. Like I said, just nothing really going on. Nothing humorous or spectacular. But it is what it is. But, just full honesty, man, I really miss family being here. I miss my pretty, pretty wife. I miss my loud-ass kids. I'm glad they're out having fun and getting to adventure and see things. But, man, kind of like my entire world is not here. And that's weird. It sucks. Yeah, that's just the way that is. But like I said, I'm glad they're getting to go and experience and do stuff, and they have the ability and the means to do things. And I don't know. I mean, I guess you guys can tell, like, we really like to travel and experience. We do. You know, like material things and like to have things, but for us, experiences and getting to see things is such more valuable thing, because for me, I kind of have this thing, even if I go somewhere and I really just don't enjoy where we're at, I have this approach, like, to look and take it in, because it may be the last time you ever get to go there, or last time you ever, you know, get to experience that. So try to find something cool from it. Because even if we have bad experiences or whatever, I try to take something away from it, at least find, you know, humor to bring and, you know, grow a little bit of, you know, you can grow from everything, good, bad, ugly. So there's that. And I mean, that's kind of what this is. I haven't been on my own for multiple days in a lot of years. So I'm kind of having to learn how to entertain myself and, you know, make the most of what I got here, which is not much. I'm rapidly running out of tasks and jobs because I am a very busy person. My downtime is spent trying to stay busy. So I kind of overdid stuff the past couple days and ran a little bit low on my major task I was trying to get done. So now I'm just going to be making stuff up the rest of the week, but it shouldn't be too bad. I've got a doctor's appointment one day, so that'll take up, you know, part of the afternoon after work. There's still a decent amount of stuff to clean up around here. And so we'll do that. And I've got a couple other little projects, but some of it's going to be weather dependent, and it looks like we may not have the best weather the next couple days, so that's going to kind of shoot some of my outdoor plans. But, you know, it is what it is. And, I don't know. That is the check-in. I've been kind of spitballing and running through a couple future episode ideas in our head, or in my head. And kind of like to hear what you guys would think. Like, what would you like to hear about? We have they've got a couple companies, even though we're small, that have reached out and sent us some product and stuff like that. And we've got, like I said, I think I mentioned it in one of the other things, we've got a couple little coupon codes for some stuff. But we kind of toyed the idea with doing a After Dark series, reviewing some adult toys or games. We definitely want to do more travel style, like our Parksland one. There's a couple other resorts that I found kind of all over the U.S. that I'm hoping we can get to, which, I mean, money and time off is kind of the biggest restraint to do that. But if we plan accordingly, we can make things work. But, you know, that seems like that would be a fun one. You guys really responded well to that. And then we've thought about doing a we do, you know, we're kind of really focused on our health and stuff right now. So we have also toyed the idea of doing like a live meal prep type episode with things that we come up, recipes that we use to get us through the week that's, you know, healthy. We have talked about doing a movie / show / book review on some stuff. So this thing, I know it's kind of weird and not having a specific topic, but we just kind of really want this to be just, you know, life, relatable to anyone who listens or wants to listen. And, you know, we'd like some interactions and some I don't know what the other word is. I'm the folding laundry, so I'm trying to think and sort out 4 people's worth of clothing on top of towels and whatnot. Yeah, I don't know. So, like, if you guys have any ideas or books or, like, okay, like product reviews. If you are a company or work for a company that does products and would like to hear us do a review or give our take on it, feel free to let us know. We don't, you know, I mean, we're not asking for anything free by any means. I'm a business owner myself, and I know you can't just give out product. I wouldn't expect anyone to do that. But if you, you know, have a type of wear that you would like to hear our opinion on, let us know. Or if you just in general have an idea for a product that you've seen and you're like, I wonder what this is all about, we'll give you an honest opinion. You know, I mean, if something sucks, I'm going to say it sucks. If something's good, we'll say, hey, this is cool. We'll say, oh, this could be fun, or this could be awesome. It could be, you know, I mean, that's just like, I'm kind of I'm blunt to a fault, I've been told. but yeah, that would be cool. And then I've even thought about doing like a, almost like an artist spotlight. Like if you're a musician or an artist or photographer, yada, 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 let us know, man. Man in general is a man or a woman. That's the Southern coming out. But yeah, let us know. And you can send, you know, sample of your stuff, your music. We'll plug it in a podcast, or, you know, send some art, drawings, paintings, photography, whatever. And I'll make a post, put it up on the social media stuff, kind of spread the word. I mean, you know, I think networking everything around for creative types is awesome. A little bit of exposure, it could help you out, help me out, help the missus out. Yeah, all sorts of stuff. I mean, it'd be cool. Yeah, that's just me rambling. But I guess I'm going to cut the day 3 a little bit shorter. Is it day 3? Yes, day 3. I'll cut this one a little bit shorter because, like I said, nothing eventful today at all. And I'm going to fold this fucking laundry, man. This sucks. So, yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna find something to watch on TV, and I'm going to take my big ass to bed, hopefully at a reasonable time tonight. But I am exhausted, which means I will lay down and not go to sleep, because that's what I do. So, yeah, I guess we will check back in Chimera, and maybe something cool will happen within the next 24 hours. Yeah, this is going to be a really boring episode, if not. All right, well, I hope you guys have a great day, evening, whatever, afternoon, morning, weekend, week, whenever, however this falls out for you. And yep, looks good. I'll check back in tomorrow. So until then, goodbye. Hello and good afternoon. This would be day 6. I skipped day 5 because I wasn't feeling that great. Not a whole lot happened. Went over to the in-laws house and ate dinner, but tonight is the last night I have alone. The family will be returning home tomorrow. I'm super excited. Kind of don't realize how much you, I knew I'd miss them, but I didn't realize how much I missed the chaos. It's been almost too quiet around here, and yeah, that's been a thing. So I'm looking forward to hearing about their adventure and all the things they got to experience. And yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. But yeah, I just got back home. I excuse me, had to work today and left work. Decided to go to the gym for a little while. Spent a good bit of time at the gym and just kind of worked through a little full body workout. Normally on Fridays I do leg stuff, but I just kind of decided to go full body today. Took my time and just worked my way through it, and I feel like I'm made out of jello right now. Had to take a little bit of time off from the gym, and I've just kind of had a hard time being motivated to go back. Not necessarily motivated to go back. I've been looking forward to going, but when I get there, I have a hard time getting motivated to actually push myself and do much. So today I knew I didn't have anything really on the schedule, so I went and just slow rolled through a whole body workout, and it wasn't too crowded, so that was nice, and didn't really push myself too much on volume, kind of kept moderate to heavy weight, and just ran slow, lower rep stuff, and just kind of really just felt out the motions and the form and everything, and it was kind of nice. So now I'm back at home, about to fix some dinner and take a shower and try to do a little bit of last minute cleanup before they get home tomorrow. But yeah, I know this is kind of a weird episode and it doesn't make any sense. There's no theme, no anything to it, but I just kind of wanted to keep on track of putting something out every other week and just kind of let you guys know or see what kind of typical day in the life inside of my brain is. But a little bit of time coming up with some new episode ideas and stuff. So when the missus get home, I got to pitch those to her, see which one she wants to do and see what input she has. But yeah, we're starting to get a little bit more social media traction and stuff like that. And that's pretty cool because that'll help us come up with things that, you know, people want to hear because we can communicate and have a little bit of back and forth with people. So yeah, pop on the socials and shoot us a message, email us. All the links to the socials is in the episode description. Honestly, probably Instagram is the one that I would notice before anything else, because I really, really don't like X, Twitter, whatever it's called. We have the TikTok thing, but if I open TikTok, I tend to doom scroll it, so I really, really try not to mess around on it much at all, because I will waste a ton of time. Just really looking, I go to the live videos, and I flip through, and the people doing the NPC thing, that is the weirdest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. And I get mesmerized by how many people do the little, arose, arose, arose. It's fucking bizarre. But I mean, to each his own, I guess. I mean, it's, some people probably think it's bizarre that we like to hang out naked and record a podcast. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so, I mean, if you only do the TikTok, feel free to message us there, but just know that if you do it, it's your fault that I spent the next 30 minutes flipping through things that are pointless and don't serve me at all. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just pretty excited about them getting home. I'm really ready to hug thing one and thing two and give the missus a big old kiss. And yeah. Oh, on a less exciting note, at some point over this week, I have found the first bit of poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, whatever it may be. And man, I got in it good. My legs are all broke out. Arms is on my neck and back. So that really sucks. I'm an itchy bastard right now. Went yesterday to the doctor again and got a steroid shot, trying to get this crap cleared up quick. I'm one of those lucky people that poison ivy, poison oak, either one will stay broke out on me for like fucking 3 months. It's ridiculous. I can look at the shit across the road and I'll break out. And where we live, there's plenty of it. So I usually spend the majority of the summer miserable. But, you know, whatever. Eventually I'll learn to be a little bit more observant of what's around me, I guess. Maybe. Probably not. I'm over 40 years old. I haven't learned better yet. Yeah, so that's a thing. But yeah, I guess I'm probably going to go ahead and kind of end the series right around here. And yeah, like that's kind of what happens when I'm by myself. It's a lot of nothing. Just me roaming around the house doing nonsense and cleaning, because I have to keep my brain busy. I'm not good at just accepting quiet and being still, unless we're on a vacation, and then I can do that. I can do absolutely nothing on a vacation. That's wonderful. But when I'm at home, all I do is sit around and look at things that need to be done or that I want to do, and then I just do, and I don't stop. But yeah, so I guess I'm going to finish cooking some more chicken here, eat that, hop in the shower, and I think even though it's a wonderful Friday evening, I'm probably just going to go to bed early, and that way I can wake up early tomorrow and be ready for them to get home. I don't know what time they'll be home tomorrow. They've still got like about a 7-hour, 5-hour drive once they get back to country, and then yeah, that's it. And cool. I'm sure nobody will actually enjoy this episode, but I had fun doing it. It made me feel like I was talking to somebody, even though I was sitting around by myself. And now I realize that maybe I shouldn't be near as antisocial in real life and possibly make friends. I don't really want to do that, because that's another obligation. I don't know. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. But anyway, all right. I guess that will be where this ends. So until 2 weeks from now, keep it real and keep it naked. Nude. Fuck, I messed it up this time. Oh God, the missus is gonna make fun of me. Let's try that again. Until next time, keep it real and keep it new. Love ya!